I went to visit my best friend and we fucked for the first time. This story happened a few months ago, but I guess you guys may like it. I 18F went to visit my friend Harry 21M, with a couple of friends, Mario 18M, Emma 20F, and Sabrina 21F. He's in college a couple of hours away from us, but he had a couple of days off and he invited us to his flat. I should say that between Harry and I there's chemistry and we usually jokingly flirt, all of our friends have noticed and they make jokes about it and say we should just give it a go. We did a road trip to Harry's place and we got there in the afternoon, he showed us his place and we decided to rest a bit, Emma and Sabrina conquered the bed since they drove most of the time. That left Mario, Harry and me with the sofa. We put on a movie and we sat down. Mario was the first one to fall asleep and he occupied most of the sofa. I was getting tired and I told Harry I was going to the bedroom. He said I shouldn't go since I would probably wake the girls up trying to get in bed, and he was right. He said he could go take a walk so I could have more space, but that was ridiculous in my opinion, so I told him I could just put my head on his lap and the legs out of the sofa and he agreed. I did it and he started playing with my hair, which made me fall asleep almost immediately. When I got up it was around 7 o'clock and everyone except Harry and I was awake. I went to the kitchen to get a snack and when I got back to the living room he was awake. We planned what to do. Some of us would go to the supermarket to get dinner and breakfast, Mario would make edibles and the rest would shower and prepare everything for the night. We planned to drink a bit and just have some fun. I volunteered to go to the supermarket with Harry because I'm good at planning what everyone wants and what we might need. If we left that responsibility to another person, we would end up going to the supermarket 5 times. And Harry was the only one who hadn't driven that day and we would take his car. We did that and we had some fun buying pizzas and vodka bottles. Going back to his place, he told me he had to go to his cousin's place to water some plants, since he was back in his hometown due to the days off. We stopped there and he had a nice apartment, with beautiful plants and a great bedroom. We got back with the rest of the group and we cooked the pizza and served the first drinks. The night went on until around 11 p.m. and we agreed that it was time to get serious. We started playing Never Have I Ever. At first easy things to get everyone tipsy and less shy, then more hardcore and finally more personal things. Never have I ever fucked a friend, of course we all drank, never have I ever had sex in public, and the same thing. Then we started with the questions and dares. At this point we were all pretty wasted and there was no point in lying or at least trying to. They asked Harry who he was more attracted to in the room, and he said Aurora, me. I was asked if I liked rough sex and I said I do. Emma asked Harry his size. They all knew it except me because I'm the newest addition to the friend group, and he got kind of embarrassed until Sabrina answered. It was pretty big. I got dared to give a peck to Emma and we did it. Mario was dared to eat half an edible more, Sabrina got spanked and so on. Things started to get heated up as per usual. Harry got dared to demonstrate his cunnilingus on a tangerine. I know it sounds dumb or gross, but it was really hot in the moment. He started doing it slowly and I couldn't take my eyes off him. I got wet just by looking at him and letting my imagination go wild. I got dared to kiss Sabrina's neck and I did it as sensual as I could, enjoying myself while the others looked at me. After many kisses and many sexual jokes, it was 3 a.m. Mario started throwing up because of the alcohol and the mood kinda vanished. We helped him and we put him in bed. This time it was our turn to use the bed, since the girls had it in the afternoon. Sabrina and Emma laid on the sofa and started sleeping. Harry made some food and I went to have a shower, but I guess he didn't realize, as I was showering he opened the door and immediately apologized saying he thought I was asleep. We went to bed and I started cuddling him a bit. I'm an affectionate person. We fell asleep spooning. I woke up the first, and I guess the least hungover, and cuddled a bit more with Harry, who was still asleep. I had to stop because I saw him getting hard with my touch, which still makes me smile. I ate breakfast and everyone got up around 11 a.m. Mario was hungover as hell and he asked us to get him some food from the supermarket that he forgot yesterday. Harry and I felt sorry for him and we said we would go. Now this is when it starts. We got in the car and Harry started driving. I knew what I wanted and I also knew what he wanted, so I asked him right away, "So you would fuck a friend?" And he got a smile on his face and said he would. I put my hand on his thigh and asked him, "And do you find me attractive?" And he looked me in the eye and said he has never been more attracted to anyone. I bit my lip and he said he still got his cousin's keys in his car. I told him to drive that way and we got there in 5 minutes. He opened the door and I entered and put my face an inch away from his. We started kissing, at first slowly, enjoying every second, touching our faces. He then grabbed my neck and put me against a wall. I looked him in the eyes and we started making out wildly. I wrapped my legs around his waist and he took me to bed. He was on top, lightly stroking my crotch. I was getting more and more wet and I took off his shirt. He let me get on top and I took off my pants and his. I started kissing his neck and my hands were going to his dick, which was, in fact, bigger than I expected. He had his hands wrapped around my hair and I started moving my mouth down, which drove him crazy. My mouth was caressing his boxers and I took them off, leaving him completely exposed. I touched the tip of his dick with my lips and he moved his head back and let a sigh out of his mouth. I made circular motion while using my hands and I felt his body contracting. He grabbed me by the hair and told me to stop or he'd come. I did it and he told me it was my turn. He took off what little clothes I had left and pinched my nipple. I let out a little moan and he said that I shouldn't do that if I wanted him not to come fast. He started going down and he gave me a couple of hickeys around my body, until he got to my mons pubis and drove me crazy. It was even better than what I expected. He was gentle enough and used his lips at the start, then the bare tip of his tongue on my clit, and when he introduced a finger he started using the flat part of his tongue. I've never had more pleasure while being so gentle. I had my whole body contracted and begged him to finger me. He did it while I moaned louder and louder and I came 2 times. I stopped him and told him to please put his dick inside me as I wanted to feel his big cock filling me. He didn't hesitate and stroked his tip against my lips, letting me feel his pre-cum. I moved my hips and he put it in. I closed my eyes and I dug my nails into his back. He asked me if I was okay and I said I did. It was just a bit large for me, but I could take it. He started moving his hips against mine slowly, and kissing my neck while at it. We started going faster and faster until we couldn't anymore. I came and contracted my whole body. The pressure made him come and he collapsed over me. We stayed that way, hugging, a couple of minutes until we got our breath back. We looked at the watch and we couldn't believe how late it was. We ran to the supermarket and bought everything as fast as we could. We agreed it was not a secret, but we didn't want to come home and say, "Sorry, we're late, we were fucking." Sabrina interrogated us when we got home, but we managed to keep her calm. While we were having lunch, Emma showed us the picture she took yesterday of Harry and I sleeping, with my head on his lap and him sitting down in an uncomfortable position. It was such a nice day, in my opinion.